it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richard.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, I thought for sure. I don't know. I didn't think for sure because the Guardians scored right away. But I'm thinking to myself, if the Guardians lose this game, we are wearing Detroit Tigers gear on East 9th by Progressive Field, and we have officially lost the bet to the Detroit Morning Show, which has been great with us. They've been a lot
yes,
of fun.
Of course.
Our sister station in Detroit, and think today's the day. We have to talk to them. This could be a talk about a mood Monday. It could be a mood Friday. But the Guardians did it, and they come back home.
They pulled it off. The game is tomorrow night, which is awesome. Awesome.
So, and I shot them an email yesterday and said, hey, I understand what we're against, and today could be the day, and we're more than prepared to talk to you if the Guardians lose. And they did shoot us an email last night and said, hey, it looks like, even though in the ninth inning it wasn't even wrapped up, that the Guardians are going to win. We're going to go to game five. We'd like to talk to you guys, you know, quickly right around 8:10. So that's great.
Yep.
Because we will definitely have a winner this weekend, and we certainly hope it's us, but we will see what happens. So,
what level of smack talk are you going?
Very nice. I think very nice right
very
now.
Nice.
I don't.
Because I kind of leave that to you, because that's your forte. You know what I mean? And I don't know if you're going to go next level, if you're just going to keep it gentle. Like, what do you do at this point?
Yeah. But now, the only way to make this Friday better is to get a winner. I have faith in you.
Today? You think today's the day?
I have faith in you. Coming off of that Guardians win, he's dead. He's a guy. He's been in the envelope since January, so had to have passed away pre-January.
Right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Need a guess for a dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess Howard Cosell.
Not Howard Cosell.
Wow, hasn't been guessed yet, though. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You know what? I try to take those pictures of the moon, full moon, this moon, whatever moon, werewolf moon, red moon, purple moon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in awe of it. I think to myself, I'm going to get a picture of this. It never works out. Never works out. So yesterday, and I see it everywhere, Northern Lights viewed, able to be to see throughout Canada. The northern, it seemed like the northern half, it wasn't that much of the continental U.S., but a lot of it. So I think to myself, okay, I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to get sucked in.
Well, you got to go where it's really dark, apparently.
Go where it's really dark. They said, by the lake, this is the best viewing for this. I tried. I have my 9-year-old taking pictures. It's either a setting. I have a lot of questions about the Northern Lights. And I know you off the air have talked about this before. I don't know if it's necessarily a bucket list type
it
of
is.
Thing. So, like, is this a big deal to you? Do you care? Are you going out? Are you rushing to get to see these lights? I don't know.
I get excited. Like, we mentioned it yesterday on the show. I knew it was happening last night. I feel like it's never clear when it's happening or how to see it. And on a weeknight, I don't have time for that. That's literally what I feel like. And I feel like I don't understand. Like, why? I don't feel like you can visually see it. Like, you have to take a picture of it to see it. And does that mean you really saw it? Does that count?
I posted this issue yesterday, Jen and Tim Show on all the socials, also Star 102 on all the socials, because we have the best listeners ever. We have said this for years. We have a problem. There's a question. There's a concern. We always get calls or DMs about that because people care. We have 150 plus comments of just fantastic pictures, and I am so lost at this. I cannot wait to get into it. I have phone / Northern Lights envy and just kind of want to know, so I'll tell you what I tried to do and what my 9-year-old tried to do and where we went to try to get the picture. It was a thing yesterday.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. We have the picture posted, but what am I doing wrong? Northern Lights, last night. Everybody sharing pictures. A big deal. Obviously, we live in Cleveland. I live east side. You live west side. And clear viewing for the Northern Lights last night. That was everywhere. It was unavoidable yesterday to see. You want to see them, you go outside, take a look. Apparently, they're there. My question, so I live in Mentor. I drove up. One of the main kind of north to south roads is Route 306. So I think to myself, I'm looking outside. Okay, I don't see anything. I know, you know, get the cameras out. I don't really see much.
So cameras as in your cell phone.
Cell phone camera, okay. Right? So I think to myself, okay, you know what? Everybody says you go to the lake and that's the better viewing. It makes sense,
it's
right?
It's more dark.
It's all dark. It's all water. There's no lighting. That makes sense. So I drove up there. It's just a few miles away. Drive up there. Everybody is at this particular park. I don't know the name of it, but like if you're heading 306 north and it turns into like Mentor and the lake, there's this nice little playground there.
Are you
there.
In the sand or are you just in the grass?
In the grass. Okay. Yeah. The sand, that part has eroded. So there is nothing like that.
Okay.
So there's probably 50 people there. And I'm thinking, well, A, it's either for the Northern Lights or B, they're playing a serious round of Pokemon Go.
Right.
But it was for the Northern Lights. Take the pictures. I posted a picture that my 9-year-old took, and it's fine. She did best. She was excited. She took a video. So, and if you were one of these participants, west side, east side, south, I don't care where you were at yesterday, 216-343-1021, what's your secret?
To get the phone, I have two questions real quick.
Okay.
What time of day was this? Or night?
I believe it was between 8 and 8:30.
So you're 8 and 8:30, and that's like, how did you know that was the time to go?
It just, when it's dark.
It's just when it's dark. Like, yeah. It was just when it's dark. And my second question is, when you got there, did you visually see them? Visually
no.
With the naked eye? Or did you have to take a photo to see it?
So, when I see all the graphics from every TV station in the area or the Cleveland.coms or anything else that we all follow, you see the map. And it's almost like a midge map, right? It's the coverage that you're able to see the Northern Lights is basically everything from the North Pole down to, I don't know if it's Kentucky, where it's a very, very big map. I'm a part of that map. I'm in. This is cool. This is something cool to do with the kiddos. I know that you've mentioned a few minutes ago, kind of a bucket list thing for you to see. So are we all in agreement? And I think this is the case. I don't know this, but we're all in agreement that you can't physically see these things in our area with the naked eye. Or am I wrong on that?
So I haven't taken a photo of it. I haven't gone outside at, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night to do it. But that is my understanding of it. Because the last time this happened, so many people were like, oh, I saw the Northern Lights, but I could only see it through my phone. So you're only, so it's there, but it's not there. Like, does that count?
Which, how would you know that?
That's what I'm saying.
If it wasn't for my neighbor three houses down the first time this happened last week, the week before, 3 months ago, whatever it was, it's all a blur to me. She said, get your phone out and look through your phone, which I never would have thought to do. No one would ever see this type of thing. So I did it. I learned from the first time. That's great. But once again, so you can physically, as in nobody, if you went outside to look yesterday, you physically can't see that, correct? With the naked eye, or am I wrong?
That's what I want to know.
So that's my first question, 216-343-1021, because I think I am right on that. Maybe not, because there were some great pictures on the west side that I saw that I don't know. So I'm assuming that's not the case. And also, so if you see it through your camera, I think we have a hack on a setting that can help you out from the messages that we receive. So
we're wondering, is it visible with the naked eye, or can you only see it when you take a photo? Because it feels like a lot of people are saying, oh, you only see it when you take the photo of it. However, Jonathan just sent a message. Good morning. You could physically see the colors in North Ridgeville. It's definitely not as vivid, but I could definitely see the pink without my camera. And this is in a neighborhood because you can see the houses. Look how beautiful the stars are, too.
That's an awesome photo.
That's
great.
Thank you for sending that. Really, really pretty.
Jonathan, thank you for that. That was my question was, A, can you see them at all? Because I only know from where I live. There was no, I don't know why I go outside and I think to myself, oh, this is going to be like what I've seen online in Alaska or wherever it might be. And the sky is going to be dancing and there's colors all over the place. And I think to myself, this is what? I don't see anything. I'm going to drive to the lake. So we drove to the lake. Maybe it's there. And I mean, there was a ton of people at the park. I didn't see anything. I put the phone up and it was fine. And,
so you took the photo and you saw the lights there. So you were standing there looking at like a black sky. But when you took the photo, it was pink and green or whatever.
Yes. And just mid.
Why do I feel like that is, I'm just, to, I would, I want to see it. with my eyes. That's so cool. You got a phone. I mean, that's awesome.
It's like a filter trick or something.
Yeah. So did you really see it if you didn't see it?
Yeah, that can also be the question if you want to answer. Also, we have a couple of messages on maybe the best way that you can get, because it's all about the pictures, right? The best way to be able to take that pic. By the way, and I know we're getting Cameron's message, we have about 150 of some of the best pictures from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
They're great. I have picture envy. We were just talking off the air because some of them are, I got this beautiful picture at 11 p.m. Thanks for being awake when we can't.
Like, I know. On a weeknight, it's just not happening in my world.
Yeah,
but
It can't.
Cameron said, we can see bands of them, just not the color. They almost look like hazy, transparent clouds or airplane trails that have dissipated. Then he goes on to say, around 11 o'clock, I did see that people were posting they could see the actual color and everything on the far west side. So we went back out and could see a very pale green and magenta.
I think lovely. West Side might be the best viewing point for this.
It sure sounds like it.
Because anybody that could maybe even partially see what's happening in the sky was, North Ridgeville we had a message from a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And then we're hearing from Cameron. So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Your photo, though, the one your daughter took, the one that you posted, it's still, you can see the colors.
Yeah. Like, she was so proud. I just wanted to post it. She was very proud of that.
She did a great job.
Lindsay, and there was a couple of messages in the same vein. She took a selfie, and she suggested, and, you know, I'm like basic take the picture of the sky guy. She mentions that if you put it in night mode, then it apparently pops even a bit more. So
that means I'll have to
find night mode. Stevie, do you know what night mode
is? Night mode, Stevie?
We'll go to night mode and we'll ask somebody what that is. So, but the pictures in night mode, at least that have been shared, that says that it is quote unquote night mode, seem to be really nice. Maybe everybody's using it and we just don't know. So maybe that'll help you out. I did not see much. I was trying. All right. Thank you so much for sharing all the pics. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Joining the Jen and Tim show from the Haunted Yard in Parma is Eric. Eric, how did this all get started?
My older brothers kind of started back around 1988. There was a local kind of walkthrough they had in Parma as well. And they went to that, and they were just really enamored with it. And they thought to themselves, hey, we're young kids. Let's try do something like that as well.
It takes you 6 months to get ready for this?
Yeah. We're building 20, 30-foot structures that can withstand a tornado, but we have to take it down in less than a month.
Yeah. The big news was this is something that's not happening this year, right?
Yeah. So what it was is after last year, you know, it was just a lot on us. My brother and I each had baby daughters that were born 11 days apart, and now they're 18 months. So last year was a very tough year for us, especially trying to balance our work schedules, our home life schedules, and then, you know, putting on the Haunted Yard.
So basically you decided to prioritize yourselves and your families. That's great.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And even when we originally posted it, you know, on the social media, I mean, people were really understanding because, again, family does come first.
Oh, I get it. So then people, obviously, the big question on social, you post something like that, and they're thinking to themselves, oh, my gosh, it's gone for good. What is happening? It's a community crisis in good old Script Parma. So is it going to be gone for good? Is it too early to say that? It's clearly gone for this year.
Well, yes, it's gone for this year. And even the when we posted that, you know, we wanted to make it focused more on, hey, we're taking the year off.
Okay.
We don't want to predict the future. You never know what anything holds. We definitely want to come back. And again, I think for that answer would be to just keep back checking the social media, you know, kind of stay tuned, keep you on your toes a little bit.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you.
It's Friday. Weekend's right around the corner. Kids are off school today. Wait, one of these things is not like. I am glad the Guardians won last night. I don't know if Nate, I don't know if husbands, I don't know if wives, if they are superstitious and they do certain things and they, when they're watching the game. When I watch the Guardians game on a television, whether it's in the living room, wherever it might be, usually at home, when I'm watching the game in the series, they have lost. So then yesterday I think to myself, there's no way. I'm texting neighbors as the game's going on. I'm getting their reaction. So then on my app, on my phone, one of my apps, I'm literally watching the game cast, just kind of the pitch by pitch of what's going on, and they won. So now I am very superstitious on how I'm going to watch game five, which is tomorrow, and they bring it back here, which is exciting.
So you're not going to watch on a TV?
No way! Right. It's clearly my fault.
Clearly, my
TV at my house and men are half the power. That's right. Nothing to do with the pitching and hitting.
How dare you?
Joanne, Jason, and Ben of WOMC in Detroit. We have a bet with them concerning the series, which is now down to a final game, game five. They join us. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, and the bet continues because the series continues. Joining us from Detroit is Joanne, Jason, and Ben of WOMC in Detroit. So I know one of you were at the game yesterday. How was that?
Oh, the game was absolutely amazing. The crowd was electric. I thought we were going to come back in the ninth inning. We did get one run, but in the end, it wasn't meant to be.
As a matter of fact, I was like picking out the Tiger shirts to send to you guys. You know, because when you lose the bat, that you got to stand on the corner wearing them, saying "Go Tigers."
It was so funny.
I didn't hit like submit or buy. You know what I mean? Let's just wait a minute.
It's so funny. I got your email, and I think it's the top of the ninth, and it was like, "Oh, it looks like it might be going to a game five." I would not reply until after the game was over. I said, "No. We don't know yet. Class A's giving up a run, so." It has been really, really fun. We've had a lot of calls about it. It's been a great series. Obviously, it comes back here. And by the way, your ace is pitching game five. That's got to feel good.
Oh, we know that.
I mean, if you were to write a script how this would play out, this is the way to write it. In the Tiger fandom, there wasn't like a sense of like, we're going back to Cleveland. It's over now. No, right. Nobody had that sense. It's like, okay, Scooble's on the mound. Let's close it out in Cleveland.
Well, and it's like you said before, this series has been really exciting. The fact that we do have a game five tomorrow night, I know we'll be watching it on the edge of our seat and nervous about Monday morning as to when we talk to you. Is it going to be a good day or bad day? I don't know, but we're excited.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you like Tigers home game, a member, apparel, or do you like the awake?
Oh, man, I know. I already texted my boss. I'm like, I'm starting to catch a little something. I might be off on Monday.
I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. I also want to give Diane and her husband credit because they are also part of the reason, and maybe you were too, why the Guardians won yesterday.
They contributed?
I don't watch them on TV because when I do, they lose. So I watch the game cast, literally the balls and strikes and the game cast, almost the animated version on my phone, and they won. Diane, Tim, my husband and I did the same. So we turned over to the Cavs game, and then we flipped back to the Guards game, and they scored. So we flipped back and forth, and they won. So that is her way of helping out with the Guardians.
All these little superstitions help. Do what you need to do.
Diane, I don't think I have your husband's name, but Diane and your husband, thank you for your part in the Guardians win.
Thank you.
Neighbor Keith just sent me a text. Cheapest seat for that game five you found was $72.
Buying it? Where is it?
I just asked him. I said, are you going? Said it was, I think maybe one of the higher end ones. Like, I don't know, $170. I didn't go through all this.
What do you mean higher end? Like a better seat,
like
or
better
higher,
seat.
Higher?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, better
gotcha,
seat.
Gotcha.
So the worst seat, but, you know, obviously the less the price is. $72. I see a couple of them there. I don't know. A few hundred dollars. Said, you going? It's like, no, his son has something. Like, well, go alone. I got no response. Well, I'm going to go. I mean, game five, that's a big deal.
Well, you can go.
Have you made any game fives in your life?
Yeah.
I need to stay inside, and I need to keep drinking tea. That's what I need to do.
Oh, yeah, and watch on your phone.
And watch on my game
cast. You don't want to mess that up, too. You've already said, yeah.
I can't. I have a specific thing that I'm going to have to do because it worked for game four, and we had messages that other ladies and their husband were doing the same thing.
Please,
there's a routine.
Yes.
I have to do that. We don't want to lose this bet to Detroit.
100%.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.